want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is chicharrones. We had attended a one-man performance by actor-comedian John Leguizamo at their Adrian Arsh Theater titled Latin History for Morons. It was excellent, and even though certain nuances of some of the dialogue that was both in classic and slang Espanol. I can handle a lot of kitchen Spanish, yo soy un cocinero, but not a whole lot more. After the show, we walked to a restaurant that I'd been wanting us to try. It was too early for dinner, but some snacks and a post-theater glass of wine, possibly two, beckoned. One of the small plate offerings were blue corn tortilla chips and guacamole. We began by ordering that. Though the dish was simplicity itself, it revealed that the kitchen was confident in doing simple things well. I admired that. My wife, Janet, has become an eater of very small portions. To her, the near demi-tasse cup amount of guacamole would often be plenty for her normally. But this was good, so I asked her if she might consider one more small plate. She said, sure, let's get the chicharrones, which just goes to prove one can never predict what one's spouse will do or say. The barman refreshed our wine, and moments later, a bowl of crispy fried pork skin arrived. For that is what chicharrones are to the uninitiated. If you are a southerner, this dish is called pork cracklings. This is one of the places that the foods of Mexico and the American South, dare I say it, make out. These pig parts cooked this way is part lowrider and part pickup truck, and either way, it is a trip. It is the edible version of necking while listening to either Los Lobos or Lucinda Williams. You decide. Marcy Cohen Ferris writes in her masterwork, The Edible South, The Power of Food and the Making of an American Region, that pigs arrived with the earliest European explorers, including Christopher Columbus in 1493 and Hernando de Soto in 1539, who brought livestock to the Caribbean and the early South, respectively. From early on, Southerners chose pork over beef. Pork was easily salted and smoked in a manner that Southerners preferred. The exceptional taste of southern pork was attributed to the acorns and nuts that pigs were able to easily encounter in the southern forests. Back at the restaurant, which is named Cultura, a young woman was cooking in a front kitchen area. Over her, on a very tall wall, hung the skeletal heads of painted cow skulls. It caused me to wonder how this bony visage doesn't offend the masses, as might those of pigs in this purposefully aesthetic rendering. Is it because the traits of humans are more similar? I am a savage, to some extent anyway. I find it comforting to remain connected to my ancestors in the habits and customs of eating meat. I am not ready to cut that cord. Whether you call chicharrones by its Spanish name or its southern one, it is the combination of tastes and textures that makes eating them so damn good. It is the way the pork meat clings for a few moments on your teeth, allowing you to note the fat beneath the skin's crispy charms. We are warned not to eat such rich things daily, but from time to time, I cannot deny the pleasures of the flesh. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Have you seen the little piggies crawling in the dirt? And for all the little piggies, life is getting worse. Always having dirt to play.